Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, the cattle futures sold back off today after a late rally yesterday. Feeders were $1.60 to $1.70 lower, but about $1.50 off their lows earlier today, so they were down nearly $3 at one point. Now, they did not go through yesterday's contract lows in the August feeders. That was $134.50, where today's low was about $134.67, so slightly lower than that. And then back at the end of May, on May 31st, they went all the way down to $132.15. So looks like we're still, the market's still appearing like it's in a downtrend, but then you get these brief moments where it comes up and acts strong, and it's really giving some mixed signals. Live cattle were down about 50 at 109.15. The Junes are at a pretty significant discount to where the cash market is, 112 to 114. So as we get in the last 2 weeks of that trading period, some traders are expecting, looking for the live cattle to get higher, but what it seems like the June live cattle futures is a pretty smart thing. So maybe the cash market will come down. Currently the June's at about 109. Now hogs today were extremely volatile. July was down $1.10 while August up 20. So kind of a mixed signal there. Box beef at midday was about unchanged on choice, only up 0.05. Select was down $1.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Ruby Lee is the tough lady of OSU wheat varieties. She's another of the OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee is widely preferred by millers and offers exceptional grazability and a high yield potential. Ruby Lee offers a large kernel size, show wheat quality, and is fit for artisan baking. Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking ability into one variety. And she's the local check used for Wheat Quality Council testing. To learn more about Ruby Lee, log on to okgenetics.com.
The grain market continued to move higher today as we have a little bit wetter forecast for the Midwest out on the two-week range. It looks like there are going to be some serious concerns here now, not only just for the corn so far, but now also the soybeans. The window for planting soybeans goes a little bit later, but there's still some major issues. And some other private analysts such as Landworth and Informa today have made some pretty significant decreases in their corn acres. This morning they said 84.7 million acres, where the USDA was 89.8, and then they put the yield at 170.2, which puts total production at 13.268 billion bushels. So that's Landworth. Informa also lowered some of their estimates. Globally speaking, there's kind of a mixed bag here. The EU actually lowered their wheat production forecast, but the Ukrainians increased theirs, and then down in Australia there's been a continuation of the drought here. They said there's a 30% chance of normal rainfalls from July through September, so looks like they're going to produce less wheat in Australia. And Australia's a big player on the world stage. They're about a number four in terms of world exports of wheat. So that's a big deal. And then the China Cotton Association is going to submit an application of a waiver for cotton imports out of the U.S. So that could also become a factor here, as they're a big buyer of U.S. cotton. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.